This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now in the DJV experience, Doug Steffen here. The goodness and the graciousness of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all present here and accounted for as we move into more active conversation about what's going on in the world around us. So, Jennifer, what do you have for us?
Well, the story of a divorce, a marriage exploding, if you will. I don't know if you've heard this story, but it's out of Texas. And where things are just bigger, there's a woman, Kimberly Santelben Seitler, who just a few days ago, guys, held her breath as she squeezed the trigger of her scoped rifle. Now, apparently, when that big orange explosion lit up her face Saturday night, she said she felt waves of relief, or maybe even some adrenaline flowing through her body. That big fireball that she just caused with that rifle of hers was her wedding dress. Her marriage of 14 years had finally been put out of its misery before the Medina County courtroom. I guess this woman
I'm confused.
Really upset.
So she blew up her wedding dress?
She blew up her wedding dress, yeah, to celebrate the end of her marriage.
Well...
Yeah, and by the way, hit the bullseye on her first shot, so not too bad.
I don't know, she shot it and exploded. Why would the dress
she had
explode?
It hooked up to explosives, and then she had like a trigger to shoot, and she shot it on her first try. She hit it. Apparently, the explosion was very big. It was felt for a mile or so around the area, or 15 miles away. That's what
is
it was.
Is that legal? Do you have to get like some kind of permit to have an explosion like that?
It's Texas.
Or is it Texas, you can just do whatever you want?
It's Texas. I think we're going with hashtag it's Texas.
Some people throw their wedding dress in like a campfire. Maybe they burn it to try to get rid of it. But no, she did a full-on target practice with it. She had the dress set up 200 yards away from her, and it was rigged with $200, that's 20 pounds, by the way, of tannerite, which is the explosive component that's used for longer-range firearms training. She honed her shooting skills with some practice before the party because with that much tannerite, the family wasn't sure that shooting the dress from 100 yards away would be safe enough. So she did some long-distance shooting. She had it out there, and she said this was the perfect way to wrap up what was a horrible marriage.
This sounds like an
ultimate divorce party.
This sounds like it would be an event in the Redneck Olympics. Like, this is
maybe
just... There's a lot going on here. But am I the only one who also thinks that the husband dodged a major bullet here by getting away from her? That dude is so happy right now that he is not married to this psychotic woman anymore. Oh my
God.
Psychotic, maybe. Hey, we don't know what her marriage was like. She just wanted to go. She wanted it to go out with the bang.
Jeez.
Very easily could have been him.
You can have
divorce parties. Yeah, divorce parties are the new thing.
With like a cake, but, you know, blowing stuff up, I don't know.
I like it.
All right. And you're not even married yet.
No, even about that. It's just, you know.
Jack, are you listening?
No, but she's frustrated. She's been through a lot of stuff. This is a nice way to put an exclamation point on it.
All right, so what happens to men who are frustrated and are tired of putting up with the stuff from their spouse? What do they do?
They hook up with somebody else, usually.
Exactly. Their secretary.
That's it. All right. Just asking. The People's Choice Awards from the other night aired actually over two nights. The big winner is a television show that was canceled. And it was a show I never heard of. We've been talking about shows that make it, shows that people like, shows that are good, shows that are bad. Anybody here ever even hear of Shadowhunters?
No.
On a network called Freeform?
Yeah, it's on CW. I'm surprised that you haven't... That's ABC. But I'm surprised you haven't heard of that, Victoria. I thought that show would be, like, right up your alley.
Is it, like, vampires or something?
It's kind of like a... I don't know that much about it. I've heard about it, and it's had... I think a couple big actors on it, at least Harry Shum Jr., who's been on some stuff. He was in Crazy Rich Asians. But it's like kind of a sci-fi, I don't know, like shadow hunters fighting each other, whatever a shadow hunter is.
Interesting. So anyway, so it won big, but it's also canceled?
Yeah.
But you know what else won big? And Kara and I can't even believe this. And Jen, I don't know if you were here with us when we were talking about this the other day, but the CW on the CW, the Dynasty reboot, that beat out the Jersey Shore reboot and what was the other one?
Queer Eye.
And Queer Eye.
And we were saying that we...
There's no way!
Both of those other shows, Jersey Shore and Queer Eye, we've had so many people recommend to us that we should watch. I haven't heard anyone talking about Dynasty and that one, the best reboot. So
That's for People's Choice Awards?
All right, I want to look. Here's the list.
Well, you know how that works, right?
Winners.
Whoever's available to come and accept the award, they show up. It's not by mistake that they'll show up.
I'm pretty sure the situation was available to accept the award.
Maybe it was getting married or something. But, yeah, the winners will only show up, so you can always tell who the winners are in every category by who's in the crowd.
Well, see, right. Now I'm never watching that again. Because sorry,
here, from the People's Choice Award, the movie of the year was Avengers Infinity War. Comedy movie of the year, Spy Who Dumped Me. That's not a bad movie.
Which actually is funny. I just saw that
it
over
is.
The weekend.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah,
that was funny.
Bad. Who was drama movie of the year
and,
was Fifty Shades Freed. Family movie of the year, Incredibles 2. Let's see here. Drama movie star, Jamie Dornan of 50 Shades. Let's see. Male movie star
so
of the
boring.
Year was Chadwick Boseman from Black Panther. Female movie star of the year was Scarlett Johansson from Avengers. Comedy movie star of the year was Melissa McCarthy. Let's see here. The show, we gave you Shadowhunters. The drama show of TV, Riverdale. Is that a CW show, too?
Yeah, that actually makes sense. That's a popular
comedy
show
of the year, Orange is the New Black. Revival show
comedy?
Of the year. Dynasty.
Yeah, it's comedic. I'm assuming that one because this is its last year. Because out of all of the other ones listed, it was definitely not the funniest one to me.
Reality show, Kardashians. Competition show, The Voice. Male TV star was this. You just mentioned him, Kara. Harry Shum from Shadowhunters. Catherine McNamara from Shadowhunters. Good God, I don't know.
I was very surprised. I can't remember who else was in the list, but I was reading through the whole thing yesterday, and I was like, this has got to be a joke, because I don't know very many people who watch that, even if it's, I don't know. Even though I've heard of it, I don't know a lot of people who watch it, and the list of people that they were included with, I was like, there's no way that these are the biggest
Well, that
stars.
Totally lends itself to what Jen was saying. They were obviously available.
Yeah.
And they were
drama
there
TV
night.
Star of the year, Mariska Hargitay in Law and Order.
Yeah, I saw that one too and laughed, because I was like, really? Yeah. Is Law and Order the biggest drama going on right now? I don't think so.
Comedy TV star, Jim Parsons of Big Bang. Daytime talk show winner, according to the People's Choice Award, Ellen. Nighttime talk show, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. I just feel like it's the same people every year who win.
Is it really?
I don't know. I feel like
reality
Jimmy Fallon
TV star
wins
Khloe
year.
Kardashian. What a bunch of.
Well, even I felt like this list of winners was it could have been like 5 years ago and it would have been the same people, because for all of the music ones, Nicki Minaj won everything.
So People's Choice Awards, a waste of time, then. That's why it's on the E! Network, because nobody else is interested in it. Is that fair to say?
I think that's what we're all coming to that conclusion right now.
What it's about.
Yeah.
Nothing. So I just wasted 4 minutes of your time, folks. Sorry.
No, we had a fun time roasting everyone. That was good.
Okay. All right, speaking of roasting people in a moment, we're going to roast the U.S. bishops from the Catholic Church right after these words.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, the pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. That's 800-917-1316.
The Natural Habitat of the Creepy Doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the Creepy Doll hears the Geico, not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the Creepy Doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, before...
At least pretend to be authentic. Oh. Here's how it went down. I'm going to tell
we got to do a bit of a rewind here before I take my shot at the bishops and the Catholic Church.
So somehow we're gossiping about Bachelorette and all this, like we do.
We need to have these things recorded and put up in a podcast, the conversation you guys have. I was listening in the background to the three of them, Victoria, Kara, and Jennifer, talk about who's dating who and the Bachelor and all these this gossipy crap.
Well, Peter Krause, who's a cast-off from The Bachelorette, it's rumored that he dates Nikki Bella. We know for sure they go on a date on the newest season of Total Bellas. And then we were talking about Nikki Bella, whether she's pretty or not. And then John Cena, whether he's handsome or not. I think he's handsome. Kara doesn't think he's handsome.
See, here's where my issue is. I think both of them are fine. It's just that you insulted the love of my life, Peter Krause.
What happened to Harry Styles?
You said that he was ugly.
And
you didn't like
I didn't think he was into it. I'm sorry I didn't know he was your boyfriend. I would have never done that if I had known. Sorry. Being honest.
This is like boyfriend showdown. Jen's boyfriend, John Cena versus
John Cena
boyfriend.
Would totally kill him, by the way. And so then Victoria, Doug goes, well, I look like John Cena. And Victoria goes, no. Then she covers. And that's a compliment to you.
Well, I don't think John Cena's good looking. No, see, that's the thing. John Cena, I don't know. He has a squishy kind
Jennifer
of troll face
that.
To me. I like him, but...
I'm like, pretend to be authentic, Victoria.
I am, though. I really am being authentic on that one. I love John Cena, but
next.
I don't find him handsome.
The U.S. bishops have postponed...
Wow, buzzkill.
You want to keep this going? We do the bishops at the bottom of the hour? We can, you want to keep taking...
I think the buzz is already killed now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. U.S. bishops postponing a vote on measures to respond to the sexual abuse crisis in the Catholic Church. What do we think of that? Yet another black eye, it seems to me. These people just do not want to deal with reality. It boggles my mind how they are so clueless.
Well, and if you've seen The Keepers, which is gaining a lot of momentum on Netflix, and it was an unbelievable documentary, and it all takes place in Baltimore and abuse from the Catholic Church, it's kind of extra adding insult to injury that they're having this meeting in Baltimore right now or this week.
Yeah,
and then they're saying, oh, well, we're not going to vote on anything, and we're not going to do anything, and we're waiting till next year. So why are you even convening in Baltimore? What's the point of this big conference if nothing's going to get accomplished?
It's unfortunately the Pope is falling into the same hole that other popes and other leaders of the Catholic Church have fallen into. He's the one who asked for them not to take a vote till next February. It was him who asked them to slow down their deliberation, their conversation. I think it's an outrage. What can you say other than it's more of the same? At 21 after the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow.
As a background in your 23, almost 24 after the hour of the DJV program, Jen and Victoria and Kara and I have decided that we want to join the fold. Join the gangs, the radio stations are flipping daily to Christmas. These are FM stations, usually an AC station or something like that. Maybe an oldie station goes to Christmas music in your community. But I think it applies, and it sort of becomes a conversation piece. As you know, music is a very important part of our lives. That's why we devote 5 or so minutes every hour to some form of musical input. And so we're going to play, at least for the next couple of weeks, we'll take one of our music segments and present some Christmas music. Here's I'll Be Home for Christmas, Bing Crosby, the number 97 song on the list of the top 100 of all time. All right, the Bingster.
I like this.
Every time I hear him, all I can think about is how he used to beat up his kids.
Oh, happy holidays.
Yeah. He was notorious for being a very...
I like Bing Crosby, but the song kind of makes me want to go to sleep. Like, it makes me think of being in a fire.
Let's keep moving. There's nothing bad about Tony Bennett, and this is a good example of one of his great secular Christmas songs.
In the lane, snow
fabulous.
Is glistening.
Fabulous.
A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
There's so many great versions of this song. This is 96 on the list of the top 100 songs of all time for Christmas. Tony Bennett's Winter Wonderland. Crank it up, Kara.
As we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman.
You can sing, Victoria. You don't have to chat.
No, it's fine. I'm just starting to realize now this is just a month and a half of Doug's new excuse to sing.
Yeah.
I think that's what this is.
Yeah, when you're in town, later on, we'll perspire.
Are we going to conspire?
Not perspire.
Jennifer says that same thing to me every year.
Victoria,
when I do that.
I can confirm that there is at least one Justin Bieber Christmas song on the list, so he will not sing along to that.
Oh, all right.
That's right. Cam Gunn dude yet. Next up, number 95 on the list of the top 100 tunes for Christmas, Frank Sinatra's version.
It's time for
mistletoe and holly.
Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow.
I don't think I know this.
Oh, by gosh, by jingle. It's time
classic
for carols and Kris Kringle.
Yeah, this is a good version.
Overeating, merry
Frank Sinatra, I think,
from relatives
may have the record of number. He and, well, it's a contest between him and Tony Bennett as to who has the most Christmas albums, I believe. Of the traditional
really?
Saloon
singers. I don't think
singers.
Of Sinatra as Christmas at all.
Well, it was obligatory that any of the big singers through any era, actually. I mean, look around right now. Who comes out with Christmas music? Sometimes the
now it seems like it's a passion project. When people have a new Christmas album, it's just because they really love Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sinatra was expected to... he spent a lot of time on the road, and the Christmas time he's on the road. People wanted him. He was so smooth. His delivery was so smooth that it just fit well in the... I think the first Christmas album he did was in the late 40s. And he did another one in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. He's got four or five anyway. And I think Tony Bennett probably about the same. Because Bennett's been singing about as long as Sinatra has, in fact, probably longer. And remember, Bennett is still around. What is he, 94? 93. 94,
92,
isn't he?
92, I think.
92, maybe.
Yeah, maybe 92.
God love him.
Still on tour.
Nothing wrong with that. Merry Christmas. Christmas, 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 28 after on the DJB show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A week since the votes were cast in the midterm elections, and Democrat Kyrsten Sinema is now the apparent winner of a U.S. Senate seat in Arizona. In a victory speech last night, she said,
I am so honored that Arizonans chose our vision of a better Arizona, and now it's time to get to work.
Republican candidate Martha McSally posting a video online in which she concedes and congratulates Sinema on becoming the first woman to represent Arizona in the U.S. Senate. She'll replace retiring Senator Jeff Flake. There's a report that Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen may be replaced soon. The Washington Post is citing White House officials as saying President Trump is looking to have Nielsen replaced as soon as possible amid his complaints over her record enforcing immigration policy. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horan also here. Happy to have everybody on board. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Victoria is going to pick up the pace with something that's trending and important that we all ought to know about.
Well, the NHL is in the news because the NHL and former players have reached a tentative settlement in the concussion lawsuit that didn't make as many headlines as the NFL, all those cases of concussions. But the NHL, the National Hockey League, has certainly their fair share of lots of concussions and brain injuries to current and former players. And so the case involved more than 100 retired NHL players. They sued the league over brain injuries that they suffered while playing. The NHL claimed, the NHL says that they did warn players about the, and prevention of risks of head trauma and things like that. The players said not so much. The lawsuit was filed in 2013. This has been negotiated back and forth for years. And according to the court documents, the payout will only be $18.9 million. It will go towards medical treatment, testing, and legal fees. Now, if you think about it, that's nothing compared to what the NFL would be dealing with. That would be a $1 billion settlement over concussions and head trauma. So for the NHL to only have $18.9 million as a settlement, it's really just, I don't know if they're sweeping this whole condition under the rug or if
they
this
can
is something
try,
that,
but they can't. The thing that is changing here, though, Victoria, are the clauses that are now being installed in at least NFL players' contracts, whether they're sooner or later the NHL is going to do the same thing, putting in a clause that acknowledges that you're playing a dangerous game and you put your own life at risk, basically a way of covering their tracks. So when you sign on the dotted line to make $10 million, or whatever else it is you're going to make, you're going to acknowledge that it's a dangerous game and you could be injured, you could face death. So that will, I'm sure there have been plenty of lawyers that have worked on that for a long time. That'll, in some way, shape, or form, try to dispel. They have, last time I looked, it was like $385 million worth of settlements in these lawsuits that they're going to have to cough up. And they set up, the owners set up a special fund for this, for the NFL to use. They have insurance and all that other stuff. But as you recall, and I'm proud of this, I was the first person in the country, and it's not, I'm not making this about me, I just happen to have had this conversation with somebody over the weekend about how this all got started, the focus on helmets and the NFL. All happened with me having my brain scanned at Cerascan out in Denver right after they started working for the NFL to quietly look at players who have been injured and had injuries and were dying. The NFL hired them to examine the brains of football players. And so my brain was compared to football players' brains, and I looked at some graphs and things on the PET scan, and then I started asking some questions as to why all of these injuries with the football players were the same. Their brains all pretty much had the same colors in them, which indicated danger or disruption or some kind of distress. And that's when they started explaining to me what was going on with the examination from the NFL regarding the helmets. And so I went back to my alma mater and tried to get them to look at this from the point of view of the college and its liability for kids getting injured. That. Say again, Jen?
They didn't like that, I remember.
No, they didn't like it. No, they didn't like it at all. That was one of the reasons they got off the board, because they were not happy. The old-timers that were on the board that were members of football teams had passed that I was trying to kill the college, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so it became now a national thing. And it's not only the NHL, it's not only football, it's soccer. Wrestlers, boxers, all of this sort of thing have come under scrutiny. Meanwhile, the folks at Cerascan have expanded all around the country. They've done tens of thousands of these brain scans on youngsters who've been hurt in high school and college, playing football and hockey and all these other very aggressive games. And I've said this many times, made myself very unpopular by suggesting that parents who encourage their children to play these games, and this comes in the, by the way, on the heels of the conversation that we've had on the air here about having a lot of exercise. People say, well, this is great exercise. Look at all the running and, you go to the gym and work out and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. But you don't have to put your life at risk in order to do that. And I'm not trying to discourage anybody from going to the gym to work out. In fact, just the opposite. What was that? I think, was it Victoria, you or Jennifer? One of you had a story on the number of people who are falling away because they're not exercising. Americans are becoming lazy and fatter. because and you hear all these ads for all these gyms, and every time you go to a gym, they're always full. I don't know what the story is, but apparently it's not taking hold. I was at the, did I say this on the air? I was at the, when I went to California this past weekend to visit with my children and my grandson, we went to the Aquarium of the Pacific down in Long Beach. And there were thousands. It was Saturday. We spent four hours there. The number of fat people, overweight people, people that are just, it's just amazing. And they serve, what brought me around to seeing it, they have these little kiosks around, there's inside and outside stuff at the aquarium. And they have these kiosks that serve this really gross nachos and cheese. And the pile of nachos and the cheese dripping not only all over the nachos, but all over the ground. All over the birds were flying in to get whatever was on it. It was gross. It
have
was.
Have you ever been to a ballpark? People eat nachos in movie theaters. Too. People eat, like, really? Know, are nachos, man, like, new to you?
No, it just was
like,
so
I've never seen them before.
I know, right?
But and it was the cheese so and the
gross.
Chips.
Yeah, it was really
well, last
gross.
Week he asked if you eat fish on nachos, so I think they are a new
what?
Concept. Oh, yeah, oh, it was National Nacho Day.
That's right.
Doug didn't know what you put on them. So.
Seriously, are you from another planet? Sometimes I really think
yes.
You are.
Haven't you heard me talk about that? Victoria. Of course we're from another planet.
You
we're all from other planets. That's how we got to be the way we are.
I don't know if
well,
we
you're
all
obviously
are.
From the planet that didn't know about nachos.
You're from
then,
the dumb one.
Yeah.
My daughter says I'm from the planet Zog. Wherever that may be, that's where I'm from. Meanwhile, one other sports item here. According to NBC News, article in the Wall Street Journal this weekend, fewer people are following the NFL closely. And it's interesting how they broke it down. Republicans, 39% say they're disenchanted, as opposed to 16% were disenchanted 2 years ago. The beef taking a knee during the anthem. I would have figured this is something that's been going on for a year. 52% still say they are NFL fans. The biggest demo surveyed, men 50 plus. So, take that and do what you want with it. I thought also, as long as we're in the sports department here, the voice of the Oakland Raiders is Brent Musburger. He's been around for a long time. Got a job this year doing the play-by-play for the Raiders. And for whatever the reason, God knows why, what these people are thinking, but he sent out a tweet during the game mocking Senator Warren's claim of having Native American heritage. The tweet included an image of men wearing Native American headdresses standing behind President Trump at a Montana campaign rally, chiding them as Warren's relatives. This is, it's laughable, but yet it's not. I mean, it is kind of funny to see all those people in their headdresses, but it is also pretty insensitive.
The thing that's annoying
I get
to me about this whole situation is that people are doing it to try and make fun of Elizabeth Warren, which, like, whatever. If you don't like Elizabeth Warren, then make fun of Elizabeth Warren. Except that's not how it comes across at all. It's making fun of Native American
people. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, I've said Pocahontas
even,
a couple of times
on
the air.
Even calling her Pocahontas, that's what annoys me, is that it totally illegitimizes the legacy of Pocahontas and all Native Americans. That's so frustrating to me about it.
There's a story about Pocahontas that probably isn't one of the best stories around about what happened early on when we first, our relatives, whoever they are, first arrived at Plymouth Rock. But anyway, the Musburger thing, there are two observations I have as a result of this. How quickly this sort of thing stirs up anybody, I mean, because it just gets spread so quickly. I wish our advertising worked this well. Just, you know, put something on social media and bow, everybody's out buying everything. But, man, any time this stuff, and he got slapped around by the people he works for at in the ball club. The Raiders didn't like it. So, anyway, he apologized for doing it. But just another one of those things. It is. In this day and age, you got to use your head. The two reasons, because people pay more attention to it, and social media is everywhere to make it seem bigger than it really is, in a manner of speaking. Speaking of how things work and how things are going. Have an opportunity for you, if you have a health question right now, to dial us up at 888-302-3684. We're going to, from time to time, have a health expert on the air, and with some of the people listening that might not be able to hear the program later have an opportunity to call in with a health question about anything that's going on in your body. You'll find reference to it. You can check out our new DJV Health News website at djvhealthnews.com. A lot of questions, a lot of answers, a lot of helpful suggestions, that sort of thing. But if you have a question that you'd like to have aired on a really good radio program that focuses on health, you can call 888-302-3684 right now. Kara will take your question for airing later, and we'll send you a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. So good questions and the accessibility to an expert who really kind of knows his way around. I'm very happy to promote good health, and it's been a very important part of all the things I've done on the radio over the years that I've been on the air. So good question. If you have one, 888-302-3684. Now is a good time to call. Kara will take your call. You get a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. It's 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. If you get you on track, they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I love to talk about the expansive things that I'm able to read and be exposed to during the quiet hours of my life, and taking the plane rides that I do back and forth across the country with regularity. I grab books sometimes or magazine articles that I see about people that I have great respect for and want to know more about. Warren Buffett is one of those people. And I saw this and I just thought I would share it with all of you. It's something that when he was interviewed once recently. This is actually part of the documentary that you can see on HBO about Warren Buffett as well. He says the smartest people he knows don't get easily offended, read more than they talk, enjoy intelligent discourse, quickly admit when they are wrong, are comfortable changing their opinions, surround themselves with intelligence, and seek to understand every perspective on anything that they talk about. I thought that was, don't you think that's very telling the smartest people I know, don't get easily offended, read more than they talk, enjoy intelligent discourse, admit when they are wrong. They're comfortable changing their opinions. They surround themselves with intelligence and seek to understand every perspective. I find that to be very, I just
very
find
smart.
It. Yeah, it certainly is. So God bless him. Warren Buffett here on the DJV Show at 10 minutes for the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, that could be in the forecast. We're going to check some of the weather stories that are important around the country at this moment. The weather and snow. There's this really angry-looking storm. There's an angry-looking storm. The early part of the week sees a lot of rain. And that sort of activity up and down the coast. Victoria, where you are in New Jersey, raining. And then later in the week, some snow coming, the first snow of the season. It just seems early. But some of the weather being affected by what's going on in California as the smoke and stuff gets into the upper atmosphere, it's affecting the weather and the severity of some of these storms that are being referred to early in the season as nor'easters. So for those of you who have just you've continued to work outside. You're raking up the leaves and you're putting on the storm windows and you're thinking, okay, well, I get till probably mid-December or Christmas time. Not so fast. There are a lot of people who are going to have to work fast to prepare their home for wintry weather. So if your house is prepared for the winter weather, that's great. If not, Andy Solomon has some things for you to think about.
Winter is almost here, and to help homeowners combat high utility bills and achieve ultimate indoor comfort, Valerie Mastalka and Lennox recommend some everyday tips for winterizing your home.
By making a few minor adjustments around the house, like adding attic insulation, filling cracks around windows and doors, and using a fireplace damper, homeowners can help alleviate safety concerns, reduce wasted energy, and keep their home more comfortable. To save on energy bills, have a professional perform regular checkups on your heating system. If your existing system is more than 15 years old, it's probably time to replace it with a new, more energy-efficient system.
More efficient heating equipment, like one of Lennox's variable speed gas furnaces, can help homeowners stay cozy during the cold months, while also paying for itself in energy savings within a few years. For more information, visit Lennox.com or like Lennox on Facebook.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, the pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so looking around, Victoria, at the weather, you said it's been warmer where you are, at least the prediction is for warm, but yet when you go inland from where you are into Pennsylvania, there's snow on the ground there, there's some in Ohio.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the beach, so it's always a little bit warmer here.
Warmer,
you know,
right.
Yeah.
And that's the impact of snow. This time of year, even if there's a dusting of snow, and we know what the news media is going to do. They're going to, we're going to have snow, look out, No, the warmth in the soil temperatures now are in the 50s still, as the water temperatures are in the low 50s, soil temperatures in the high 50s, because it hasn't, I mean, it's been cold, but the ground won't freeze until we have real solid 25 degree or less temperatures that last for a week or so. Then the ground will freeze. But right now, everything is still green, although there have been frosts pretty much everywhere, so things have stopped growing. I know on the farm, I'm still doing haying and probably will, as I usually do, cutting hay, drying hay. It really is very interesting because the hay dries quicker if we have good sun, even if it's cold and there's some wind. The hay dries quickly because the moisture has come out of it as a result of the frost. That's when the moisture stops flowing. The frost will kill the travel of the moisture in whatever it is that's growing, so it stops growing. That's why the color of your lawn is a little off now after the first frost. It becomes a sort of a paler green. You wouldn't notice that, Victoria, in your life because you don't have your on the second floor. And the beach is in front of you.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the
beach. It stays the same color.
Yeah, it stays the same color. But anyway, those of you who are all worked up about climate change, there are things to think about. But more importantly, right now, there's an allergen that is expanding northward into the eastern U.S. And this may affect you, Victoria, because you have that bronchial stuff. And me, too, as far as that's concerned. Ragweed is really bad. And with all these winds that are whipping around, the seeds, the dust from the ragweed is going to impact a lot of people. The warming, it gets chilly, and then it gets warm again. So this stuff hasn't frozen. It's in the air, and it will have an impact. So if you find yourself sneezing a lot, I have found myself. I sneezed 14 times on the plane the other night coming back. And it was, a result of being exposed to not only smoke in Southern California, but also the ragweed that's just everywhere. And so hopefully you'll be able to take a deep breath when you go outside.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.